This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinian health officials said on Sunday Israeli strikes on Gaza's southern city of Rafah killed 22 people, including 18 children. The strikes came as the United States is on track to approve billions of dollars of additional military aid to Israel. More than half of Gaza's population of 2.3 million has sought refuge in Rafah from fighting elsewhere. Israel has vowed to expand its ground offensive to Rafah despite international calls for restraint, including from the U.S. Violence in the West Bank, already on the rise before the war in Gaza, has escalated with frequent army raids on militant groups, rampages by Jewish settlers in Palestinian villages, and Palestinian street attacks. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
On Sunday, mourners fire in the air at a funeral for Palestinians killed by Israeli forces in a raid the day before. Palestinian health authorities said at least 14 Palestinians were killed in the Nur Shams area near the flashpoint city of Tulkarm. Thousands of Palestinians have been arrested and hundreds killed during regular operations in the West Bank by Israeli army and police since the start of the Gaza war on October 7th. Those killed were mostly members of armed groups, but also stone-throwing youths and uninvolved civilians.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. Near the embattled eastern town of Kubiansk, where Russian forces are pressing, Ukrainian artillery gunners said on Sunday the new U.S. aid package expected to receive final passage this week would lead to a battlefield turnaround. Moscow has had the battlefield momentum since capturing Avdiivka, a longtime bastion town in the eastern Donbas region. This is VOA News. Haitians are scrambling to survive as they seek food, water, and safety with gang violence choking the capital. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Port-au-Prince, life has become a game of survival, pushing Haitians to new limits. As residents scramble to stay safe and alive, gangs overwhelm the police and the government remains largely absent. Gangs that control an estimated 80% of Port-au-Prince launched coordinated attacks on February the 29th, targeting critical state infrastructure. They set fire to police stations, shot up the airport, and stormed into Haiti's two biggest prisons, releasing more than 4,000 inmates. More than 95,000 people have fled the capital in 1 month alone, as gangs raid communities, torching homes, and killing people in territories controlled by their rivals. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two Japanese Navy helicopters carrying 8 crew members have crashed in the Pacific Ocean south of Tokyo during nighttime training in a possible collision, leaving one dead. Rescuers on Sunday searched for 7 other missing. Japan's defense minister says the cause of the crash was not immediately known, but officials believe the two helicopters likely collided before crashing into the water. Opening statements are expected on Monday in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Among the prosecution witnesses, a porn star, a Playboy model, a tabloid publisher, and Trump's former fixer-turned-foe, Michael Cohen. He went to prison after pleading guilty to campaign finance violations relating to the hush money arrangements. Cohen paid porn star Stormy Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet about what she says was a sexual encounter with Trump years earlier. The former president denies having sex with her and denies charges of falsifying business records to keep stories about his sex life secret. Trump calls the case a political witch hunt to hurt his campaign. Julie Walker, New York.
Officials say a race car veered off the track during a competition in Sri Lanka and rammed into a crowd of spectators and race officials, killing 7 people and injuring 20 others. Thousands of spectators looked on Sunday as the mishap took place during a race in a town in the tea-growing Central Hills, about 180 kilometers east of the capital, Colombo. Police said one of the cars veered off the track and crashed into spectators and officials of the event. 7 people, including 4 officials, were killed and another 20 were being treated at a hospital, according to police, who said 3 of the injured were in critical condition. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.